vacant seats in her row, then to the seats near her. Most were empty, leaving her to take stock of her life. It had been 5 years since Ed, a city bus driver, clutched his chest in the grocery store, collapsed, and died in the deli section. Some days she swore she still heard him shaving in the bathroom or making a sandwich in the kitchen. She was a 66-year-old retired librarian, a widow with no children, going home to an empty house, fearing she had an undetected illness. She swallowed and felt a tickle in her throat. What was that? Did they miss something? Maybe I should see a new specialist in L.A. She turned to the window and sighed. Maybe I should just stop acting like a foolish old woman. Wanda then considered her paperback mystery novel. She decided to take her mind off of her worries, settle in, and resume reading. That's when she looked at the lone passenger in the row in front of her, a man in his 50s with white hair and working on his laptop. It had a big screen with a large font, giving Wanda a clear and inviting view over his shoulder. Being interested in what people read, Wanda decided to take a peek. Just a little one. Was he reading a book or working on something business-related? She was curious. Okay, so I'm nosy. He had a few files open and was scrolling through them. Photos of children. His children? Grandchildren? Nieces? Nephews? Smiling, Wanda thought, whoever they were, it was nice. She often wished she'd had children, but pushed the regret away. Reaching for her book, she thought again. Wait. She glanced back at the man's screen and the little faces flowing by. The children all appeared to be young. Occasionally, he stopped the flow, which allowed Wanda to see how each child's face was framed exactly the same way. Focusing, she noticed that the bottom right corner of each photo was labeled with a multi-digit number, like a catalog or gallery of children. Is it a school album? The man's keyboard clicked as he typed, with Wanda reading his messages. Several terms and fragments of sentences emerged. Adoptee. Agreement. Transfer of rights to adoptive parents. Will obtain a decree. Facilitator. Fees. Will secure authentic-looking records and legal documents. Validating legal status as an orphan. Wanda caught her breath. Authentic-looking records? What does that mean? The man's keyboard continued clicking as he continued what appeared to be a discussion with other parties. Correct. This week, we have solid offers for number 0247 from Madrid, number 6796 from Melbourne, number 0055 from Johannesburg, number 2095 from Moscow, number 8849 from Buenos Aires, number 3716 from London, and number 9902 from Toronto. Wanda tried to make sense of what she was seeing when the man typed, "Updating price list offerings now." Price list? What could that be? His laptop flickered. The gallery of faces now showed a dollar figure in U.S. currency next to each catalog number. The numbers and young faces scrolled by. $185,000, $130,000, $155,000. Wanda's skin tingled. Something appeared to be very wrong. Illicit, even. Could that man in the seat in front of me be part of some sort of adoption ring? She cast around for an answer. Finding none, she came to accept that there had to be some rational explanation for what the man was doing. Besides, it was none of Wanda's business. She opened her book, but she couldn't read as the man continued his work. Again, Wanda was drawn to the faces of the children, their digital names and price tags. My God, what if something truly horrible is going on right in front of me? And I sat here and did nothing. How could I live with myself? What's the message about doing something if you see something? I have to do something. Okay, Wanda thought. She could get evidence, report it, and let someone expert in these things decide. She reached into her bag, got her phone, and casually swiped through it while checking to ensure no one was watching. She silenced the snapshot shutter click.